Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Bethley.
And we are the Youngs. Thanks for joining us today, my friends, as we continue our discussion called Investing in Your Marriage. Today is part eight, and we're thoroughly enjoying working through this in our own marriage, and we hope you'll take what we're teaching and learning, and you'll also apply it to your marriage. Let's get started. And we have to grow in so many areas to be best friends. We have to grow through problems.
Right.
Problems come to marriages.
Yes.
And we have to. I remember, and I'm sure I've told this before, but I heard a couple say, a guy said to me one night, he said, "We've been married for 19 years and have never had a cross word with each other." And I laughed and I said, "Well, why aren't you guys living together?" Because, are you kidding me? Either somebody's dead in that marriage or somebody's lying. Are you kidding me? Or somebody is very, 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 very spiritual. I guess we could go there.
Maybe.
But we do have to grow together. And don't be afraid of that. You should always be growing in your marriage because problems are going to come.
Right.
And you have to pray about them. You have to obey the Bible. We have to learn. And we've mentioned this in other podcasts, but it's worth repeating here. We have to learn to speak softly. Mm-hmm. We have to listen and understand each other. Mm-hmm. We even have to give each other time to work through our emotions.
Right.
There's some couples I know that we want it resolved right now. I want this over right now, right now. But when it comes to emotional issues in our heart, sometimes we are okay, but we have to literally get ourselves back into the right frame of mind, which is why, like David said in Psalm 51 and verse 10, when he was praying about getting right with God, he said, he prays, "Create in me a clean heart." He wants a clean heart, but he also prays, "Renew a right spirit within me."
Yes.
And it takes time to renew a right spirit. So we have to grow together through that.
Yes.
So through problems. And here's a big one. You that are married, if you're going to be best friends, you have to grow to meet each other's needs in every phase of life. And goodness, for all of you that are listening to this podcast, the phases of life would be probably almost hysterical if we could know all of them. Some of you are newlyweds, and although you're madly in love, you're finding out things about her that you didn't know till you got married and moved in together.
True.
And you're finding out things about him that you just were shocked. You didn't know that about him until now that you lived with him 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Right.
Newlywed, that's a time of growing together. Instead of allowing that to become a negative, that we're like, "Oh my word."
Right.
It's a time of growing.
And you don't fall prey to the lie that you can tell each other or tell yourself. We don't have kids yet. We're always together. We don't need to go on a date.
No, that's
or
a big one.
We don't need to sit down and talk to each other on the couch. We can actually just sit down and watch Netflix all evening instead of connecting. So don't believe that lie. You
We're
still need to
all
date.
The time. That's really good. And it's so true. So we grow together in every phase of life. There's a new, and then some of you are going through the pregnancy stage to where your spouse is pregnant, and that's an exciting time.
First baby.
You're going to have that first baby, but you had no idea that when she's pregnant, it was going to change her.
She was going to cry every day.
Or she's going to be sick. Or
tired.
Or she's going to, you know, have emotions all over the place. Those are things that sometimes become very negative in a marriage. But those are phases of life, and if we grow together through those phases, it increases our best friend relationship.
Right.
So instead of, you know, a husband being, "Oh my word, she wants fresh fries from McDonald's again," no, go buy them. It says, "I love you, and you're going to have my baby, our baby."
Buy two of them and sit down and eat them with her.
Yes, and both of you can add weight and. You can be pregnant right along with her.
Oh my goodness.
So there's newlywed, there's pregnancy, then there's the children stage. Mm-hmm. Boy, that's a stage because children are demanding. They just move into your life and stay.
Yes.
And they take a lot of time, but I've got to be aware of the fact that Bethany and I are more important than our children.
Right.
And we love the children. We focus on the children. There's no way around it. You can't be a parent without investing copious amounts of time and energy
and
all of that, and some of you are at the grandparenting stage and that's a new stage of life, but
that would be something I would like to be in.
It would, yes, and if our married children are listening to this, there's no pressure here, and we
none at all,
but we have been praying fervently for grandchildren.
Oh my.
They will love that. And so, but that's a new stage of life. And, mm-hmm. And even things like, you know, menopause. Mm. Some of you ladies are starting through that stage of life. That's a new stage of life. You husbands that are listening, that's a new stage of life. And we've got to grow together to be best friends during those times.
And not, I even heard one lady, when I first started into this stage of life, I was talking to all kinds of older women. Just tell me your wisdom. Tell me what I should be doing. And maybe we'll do a whole podcast on it because it's not something that's talked about a lot. But I remember one lady told me, she was like, well, just make sure you're sweet when you're out and about, and then just let everything out when you're home, because those people love you anyway, and it doesn't matter. And I thought to myself, oh, that was not good advice.
It would be better to do that the other way if you're going to handle it that way.
I guess so. But just remembering to grow with your relationship and your husband, even if you feel like you have instant irritation in your heart over nothing. And really, girls, if we sit back and think about it, it's over nothing. But yeah, that instant irritation.
I didn't say that, just for the record there. I didn't say that at all. That was my wife.
And the instant irritation and all the fluctuating emotions that come with menopause, sure. You have to grow with your husband. One of the things that helped me during this time is, it took us probably a couple of months to figure out what in the world has she totally lost her mind.
What is going on?
Once we figured it out, we went on a date and we were talking about it, and we were talking about different directions and things we should do. But one of the things that helped me incredibly was that David just leaned across the table and he took my hand and he said, hey, we're in this together. I am here for you. And it was wonderful. I needed it.
And it's true.
And we're still best friends.
And we are. I did read, even a friend of mine gave me an article for you men and said, it'll help you if you're going through that menopause time of life to remember how that word is put together. It's men of pause. And it means you have to slow down. And you know, she's going to ask you, you know, off the wall questions about, do I look old?
Have I gained weight?
Have I gained weight? And you pause and seek God for great wisdom about how you answer those. But more than that, it's a matter of pausing and praying.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
Pausing and loving, slowing down to connect. These are different stages of life. And, mm-hmm. And you know, even I know some guys really go through a really tough time at midlife crisis. Mm-hmm. The idea of, is my life counting?
Right.
Is my life making any difference at all? Mm-hmm. Have I wasted these first few years? Should I even be doing this job? You know, and they start thinking about, I'm getting older and I don't feel quite as good as I used to. And things are not as easy for me to do as they once were.
Mm-hmm.
But to love each other through that time builds your relationship into something very special, to be very loyal, to be very encouraging. Job challenges are going to come. Grow through them. Health challenges are going to come.
Yes.
Grow through them. There's something amazing. Our society always honors a couple who stays together in the sacrificial times.
Right.
Where he is sacrificing to meet her needs because she can't do things for her health reasons.
Right.
Maybe there's nothing she can do for him. So he serves her or she serves him.
Right.
This is about growing together. And you that are older, if you're older and you're listening to our podcast, you should be best friends in your elder years too.
Right.
Elderly years, you should love each other,
right?
And you sometimes older couples say, "Well, we're together all the time." newlyweds will do that; we're together all the time, so we're fine. But older couples will do that too; we're together all the time, so we're fine. But there's something special about doing things together on purpose, just for an investment in your marriage.
Right?
When you're sitting and watching CNN every day, you're not in CNN; you're not investing in your marriage.
No.
You're just going, wasting time.
Right.
Quite frankly.
Yes.
But when you're dating or when you're exercising together, or you're taking a trip together.
Right. My parents, after my daddy retired, they didn't have a great deal of time together before my daddy passed away. But those few years that they had during his retirement were very sweet. And often they would tell me that, we just got back from a drive. That was their thing. They just wanted to go a drive in the country, and they would drive and drive and drive. Sometimes they'd end up 2 hours away and find a restaurant and eat and then drive 2 hours back. But that was their time.
Those
they
were
just
good memories
loved it.
For them. They loved those memories. That's so true. So we got to grow. And I just, ask you, are you growing together? Wherever you are right now in the stage of your life, Are you growing? Is your marriage better, stronger?
Could you say that you're growing together in towards each other instead of growing outwards from each other?
That's really good. So we got to grow towards each other.
Right.
And we got to grow to laugh together.
Absolutely.
Life is brutal sometimes.
Yes.
And frustrating and
lots
irritating.
Of challenges.
Learn to laugh.
Yes.
Laugh at the little idiosyncrasies and silliness of life.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make little things a big deal. Laugh at them.
Mm-hmm.
And if your spouse is not in a laughing mood at the time, be wise about that.
Especially during menopause.
But laugh together. Find things to chuckle. The Bible says in Proverbs 17:22 that a merry heart doeth good like a medicine.
Right.
It's a broken spirit, it says, dries the bones. Mm. And in other words, if there's frustrations and irritatings, it actually affects me physically.
Absolutely.
But if things are well and I can laugh and smile and enjoy life, that's absolutely vital. We have just a couple of moments here. Let's mention one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
We do need to love. We do need time. This is all about being best friends, having a strong marriage relationship. We got to grow.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But one more thing that I would like to point out is in this idea of growing is that we have to grow to the place where we turn our spouse's uniqueness into endearments.
Yes.
Uniqueness. Every one of us are unique.
Yes.
And after we've been married for a while, the uniqueness of each other can become irritations.
Mm.
They can become real negative.
Yes.
And maybe it is negative. Maybe, maybe it is negative that he doesn't do well of handling his own laundry or putting dirty clothes in the dirty clothes hamper or whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm not careful, A negative can become such an irritation that we are no longer close.
Hmm.
But I wanted to close this section by saying to you that we married each other for the things we love.
Right.
Stay focused on those things.
Stay
no matter
focused.
How many
yes.
negatives there may be in a person's life, there will be many things you love about them.
Mm-hmm.
And by focusing on that, it turns the negative into something positive. And what you've got to do is you've got to stay positive by turning negatives, the negative things, the uniqueness into sweetness. don't become roll your eyes and sigh at your spouse. Oh my word, frustrated or irritated or always bothered that he does that or she does that.
Mm-hmm.
Be sweet about it.
Right.
And one of our friends said one day in a session, I heard him speak on marriage and family, and he said, our spouse's faults are simply arrows pointing towards needs that we are called of God to meet.
Hmm.
So I'm to serve Bethley, and she's to serve me, and I'm to love her, and she's to love me, and we're to put up with each other's negative things along the way, but do it in such a way that we're very sweet, and our marriage becomes very strong.
Right.
There are few things more wonderful than being best friends in a marriage.
Absolutely.
And someday we're going to be old. We're the youngs. So it'll be hard for us to get there because we will always be young.
Always, forever.
Always, forever young. But as we get older, we want to be close, and I hope you do as well. You've been listening to Keeping It Young, where we have conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. Thanks for being a part of these discussions as we are talking about investing in your marriage. It's that time again in the week where we pause for a question and answer session, and we hope you'll join us tomorrow as we'll do that very thing. Your questions, and we'll try to give you biblical answers to those. Thanks so much for being a part of what God is doing in our lives as we're sharing that with you. We're glad to have you. In the meantime, I hope you'll remember to serve the Lord with gladness.
For more information or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIL Radio Network.